我们今晚开始看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
This evening we'll begin our study of 1 Thessalonians.
在未曾看入去圣经的本文之前，我先要同弟兄姊妹去介绍一下帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
Before we actually get into the study of the text of the scripture, I would like to take this time to introduce to brothers and sisters the church at Thessalonica.
因为如果我们不先领会了帖撒罗尼迦的教会，
if we do not first make clear of our understanding of the church at Thessalonica,
咁圣灵向帖撒罗尼迦教会讲嘅话，我哋就唔容易系掌握得住。
Then it'll be much more difficult for us to grab hold of the words that the Holy Spirit is recording to the church at Thessalonica.
弟兄姊妹晓得帖撒罗尼迦呢个地方就喺如今嘅希腊嘅国家嘅里头。
So the Thessalonica is in present day Greece.
是福音传入欧洲的第二个建立的教会。
And this is the second church assembly that was established after the gospel was brought into Europe.
当保罗第二次出外传福音的时候，
upon Paul's second missionary trip,
弟兄姊妹可以在《使徒行传》那处呢，你会看到有一些很特别的情形。
Brothers and sisters may recall some unusual circumstances that occurred as it is recorded in the book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》的哪个地方呢？
Where will we find that in Acts?
在《使徒行传》的第16章。
We'll find it in chapter 16.
在《使徒行传》16章呢，保罗去到起先，他就要去亚西亚一带的地方。
Initially, Paul was, Paul had wanted to go to Asia.
即是现在的土耳其的那个地区。
It would be modern day Turkey.
但是我们的主不让他在那里传道。
But the Lord did not permit for him to speak there, to speak the words there.
咁你睇到第十六章嘅第六节嗰处就话，
And as is recorded in chapter 16, verse 6,
圣灵禁止佢哋喺亚西亚讲道，
that the Holy Spirit forbid them to speak the word in Asia.
咁然后佢哋就打算呢，就经过弗吕加加拉太一带的地方，就去到美西亚的边界，然后他们是决定要去一个地方叫做比推尼，这个是第七节。
And so here in verse 7, it continues to tell us that they have come to Mysia, and they were trying to go to a place called Bithynia, Bithynia, and the Spirit of the Lord did not permit them.
好稀奇，呢两个地方都未曾有福音嘅。
It's quite amazing because neither one of these particular places, including Troas, these places did not have the gospel there.
保罗要去嗰度传福音，
and Paul intended to go there to spread the gospel.
但系圣灵冇开门俾佢。
But the Holy Spirit did not open the door for him.
甚至系阻止佢哋。
In fact,So the Holy Spirit forbade him to go.
咁至于神圣灵点样阻止佢哋呢？我哋圣经里面冇记落嚟。
Now, how did the Holy Spirit do that specifically? The Bible does not record that for us to know.
但系保罗知道。
But Paul knew.
保罗好清楚嘅晓得圣灵喺嗰处阻止佢喺嗰个地区传福音。
Paul knew very specifically that the Holy Spirit was there and that the Holy Spirit forbade him to speak the word of the gospel.
就在这个, 去又不知去哪个地方, 留在本地, 神又不开门, 保罗有些作难。
And so for Paul, he was caught in a difficult situation. He knew he had to go, but he didn't know where he was to go. And if he was to stay, it seems that God did not permit for him to minister.
正在这个他不知道他应该怎样走的时候, 主就向他讲话,
So in the midst of all this uncertainty, it was then that the Lord spoke to him.
就在他晚上的时候, 主在异象的里面, 被他看到一些东西,
And so it was then that God or the Lord revealed himself to Paul in a vision and spoke with him.
看到什么呢?
Now what did Paul see?
看到一个马其顿人来跟他讲话。
He saw a man of Macedonia who came forth to speak with Paul.
他说请你来我们这处去帮助我们。
Saying, come over to Macedonia and help us.
就因为这样, 保罗里面就明白了。
And because of this, now Paul, within Paul, the way was clear.
为什么主不让他们在亚西亚这一带的地区来传福音?
He now knew why the Lord forbade him to speak in the land of Asia.
原来主是要将他们带到去欧洲。
In actuality, he was to be brought into Europe.
在这个时间之前,
So prior to this,
所有福音的工作都是围绕着在亚洲中东这个地区。
The focus of the gospel was primarily upon Asia, and the Middle East.
没有越出过这个范围。
And the boundaries were very clearly set.
但弟兄们你记得, 当主升天的时候, 对门徒所传递的那个吩咐,
But brothers and sisters may recall, at the time that the Lord ascended to the heaven, remember his great commission to his disciples.
他说你们在耶路撒冷等到圣灵来,
He told them to wait in Jerusalem and to await for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
然后你们就有能力去传道。
And then after the Holy Spirit came, they would be empowered to go forth to preach.
那怎样传道法呢?
Well, how were they to preach?
从耶路撒冷开始,
they must begin in Jerusalem.
要扩展去到犹大全地,
and to broaden the boundaries to Judea.
然后再扩大到撒玛利亚,
and then to broaden it even further to include Samaria.
然后呢, 继续要向地极来传开去,
and then even to the remotest part of the earth.
那等于你留意到, 神儿子的福音不是为某一个特定的地区的人的。
Brothers and sisters, we must see that the gospel is not intended only for a specific group of individuals in a specific area.
那是为全地上面的人的。
But rather it is for all people in all regions.
所以福音必须从耶路撒冷开始，一直传到全世界各个地方。
So the gospel therefore must begin in Jerusalem and it must go forth from there to the ends of the earth.
在保罗入欧洲之前,
Before Paul entered Europe,
他所有的工作的服侍都在亚洲的西边。
His missionary work was focused on the western part of Asia.
但是在这个时候, 神要把他们带入去更遥远的地方。
But now, God was prepared to bring them into a further land, into a land that was further away.
要将福音带入欧洲。
To bring it, the gospel into the land of Europe.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主所留意的就是福音要很快的向
That the focus is that the gospel was to quickly spread to the various lands.
所以他就在亚洲那带来拦住了保罗, 不要他 喺嗰個地區嚟作工。
So therefore, through the Holy Spirit, the Lord forbade Paul to minister in the land of, continue to minister in the land of Asia.
就藉著異象嚟將佢帶入去歐洲。
That through this vision, that Paul was led into Europe.
所以保羅就過到歐洲。
And so Paul then proceeded on to Europe.
他到歐洲的第一個城就是腓立比。
And the very first city in Europe that he stopped at was at Philippi.
在腓立比這個地方，主用著他來建立了腓立比的教會。
And the Lord then utilized Paul to establish the first church assembly in Philippi.
然後呢，主就帶他離開腓立比。
And then thereafter, the Lord led Paul out from Philippi.
是怎样带他离开的呢?
But how did he do so?
是兴起人的反对来将他逼走的。
It was through God raising up opposition to Paul that it forced Paul to leave that place.
所以保罗他们就离开了帖撒罗尼加。对不起，离开了腓立比。
And so that's why Paul then left Philippi.
就去到帖撒罗尼加啦，第二个站。
And then he stopped at his second missionary station, which happened to be Thessalonica.
咁喺帖撒罗尼加呢个地方咧，佢停留咗几耐呢
？How long did Paul stay at Thessalonica?
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你可以喺第十七章，十七章嗰个地嗰嗰处，一开头，使徒行传十七章。
We can look at now chapter 17 of Acts。
你就发现到保罗喺帖撒罗尼加呢个地方系停留咗三个安息日嘅时间。
It records for us that Paul remained at Thessalonica for the duration of three Sabbaths。
那三个安息日嘅时间有几耐呢？
Three Sabbaths, well, how long is that?
三个安息日呢，可以是十五日。
Three Sabbaths, it could constitute 15 days of time.
是吗？
Right?
是吗可以？
Is that
是十五日？
Right? 15 days, right?
是的。Correct. 同时呢？
At the same time,
又可以是22日。
It's possible that it may be 22 days of time.
那所以弟兄姊妹你留意到了。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
保罗停留在那处有三个安息日。
Three Sabbaths worth of time.
可以是15日到22日当中的任何一个时间他就离开了。
Conceivably, the time that Paul spent there can span from 15 to 22 days, and anywhere within that time frame, then Paul would have left that city.
但是弟兄姊妹你就会问了。
Now, brothers and sisters may ask,
神在那里既然打开了福音的门，在远远地方将你带来，为什么你就停这么短时候就走了？
Since God has brought you from such a far distance to arrive at this particular location, and specifically had forbade you to minister in any of the other places, why would you leave this particular location in such a hurry?
那等一下你要留意到，不是保罗他们自己安排咗话，我系停三个安息日嘅啫。
But brothers and sisters, take notice that it was not Paul himself who designated his itinerary to leave this particular location after three Sabbaths.
又系神兴起环境嚟逼佢离开。
It was once again God's hand that worked to bring forth an opposition and force Paul away.
我哋晓得一件事情。
So now we come to know something.
在那段日子的里面，神所要的是福音快快的传出去。
What God desired at that particular time and space was for the gospel to go forth quickly.
所以神没给保罗有太多的时间留在固定的一个地方。
So God did not permit for Paul to remain in any one specific location for a very long period of time.
但我哋睇到一件事情。
But there is one thing though that we have observed.
虽然是三个星期多的咁多嘅时间，如果我哋话保罗能够用得尽呢三个安息日嘅时候嘅话
，Let's say that Paul was able to spend the maximum amount of time there as is recorded in the scripture. So for 3 weeks.Worth of time he was there.
但是帖撒罗尼加的教会就建立起上来。
We see that the church at Thessalonica was established from that period of time.
但是你留意这件事情，在今天我们去想象的话，我们就觉得很难，很难领会到这一点了。
And so from our present day perspective,This is something that is very difficult for us to grasp.
怎可能在三个礼拜的左右的时间就建立起一个教会？
How is it possible that a church assembly is established after only 3 weeks worth of time?
从没教会到有教会。
From a situation where no church assembly existed at all to a time when a full church assembly now was present.
不单只是有教会，
And then not only for the church assembly to be present.
如果我们读帖撒罗尼加前书的时候呢，我们就发现在这么短的时间，这个建立起上来的帖撒罗尼加教会，他们对主的认识是有相当相当的程度的丰富。
But when we go further and read through the books of Thessalonians, we realize that the church body there had a deep understanding of the truth of the word.
而且又活出教会嗰个见证是非常的明显。
And not only that they were able to go beyond that and live out the reality of the church life.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神。
And we truly give thanks and praise to our God.
这个是帖撒罗尼加教会建立的那个历史。
This is the history of the development of the church at Thessalonica.
但是保罗为什么这么快要离开帖撒罗尼加呢？
So why was it though that Paul left this place so quickly?
在使徒行传里面我们就知道了，又是神允许那些逼迫出现，讲得不好听就是说将保罗赶走。
We realize from reading Acts that once again God permitted for the persecution to come upon Paul and his company, and to just say very bluntly, they were forced out.
不是保罗，他们很想快点离开。
It wasn't Paul's intent to leave so quickly.
而是环境逼住他要非离开不可。
But rather that the environment, the circumstances, forced him to leave. He could not help but to leave.
所以保罗就离开了帖撒罗尼加。
And so therefore Paul left Thessalonica.
咁就去到哥林多。
And then he came to Corinthians.
对唔住，先系去到雅典。
Sorry, he actually first went to.
对唔住，都唔系，先系去到比利亚。
First he went to Berea.
然后冇耐就去雅典。
And then to Athens.
点解佢喺比利亚又会去到雅典
？So why did he go to Berea and then to Athens？
而我哋喺十七章嘅里头咧，我哋睇到喺比利亚呢个地方咧，本地嘅人好欢迎保罗。
Especially when we recognize in chapter 17 how the people at Berea welcomed Paul warmly，
好有心去追求认识神自己嘅救恩。
And that they were very positive to pursue after the gospel and to recognize the grace of God.
既然呢比利亚嘅人系咁样，点解保罗唔留耐啲呢
？So since that's the case, then why didn't Paul remain there any longer?
我哋喺十七章里边就发现嗰个原因。
In chapter 17, we recognize the reason.
原来系帖撒罗尼加嘅人，佢哋跟踪去到比利亚。来去要驱逐保罗。
That the reason why Paul had to leave Berea was because of the Thessalonians, that the Thessalonians actually came to Berea and in essence forced Paul to leave that place as well.
那弟兄姊妹你就留意到了,帖撒罗尼加那个地方的人是用什么样的态度来对待神的福音?
So from that, we can deduce the type of attitude that the Thessalonians had as they looked upon the Word of God.
是用一个非常非常强烈的反对的态度.
That they were in extreme revolt against the Word of God.
那弟兄姊妹,你留意到, 在帖撒罗尼加开始反对保罗的是犹太人。
And then we should recognize that the leading group of individuals within the Thessalonians who led the opposition were the Jews.
然后呢,你又留意到, 反对福音的呢,由犹太人引发之后呢, 当地人又加埋入嚟。
And so, though the Jews took the initiative to lead the revolt, the people there, the natives, also then followed suit and joined the opposition to Paul.
那弟兄们你注意到,
so, brothers and sisters, take notice of this.
犹太人反对主的福音, 这个我们能够了解。
It's understandable to us that the Jews would oppose the gospel.
因为他连主都要钉死,
after all, they were more than willing to crucify the Lord, so certainly they were against the gospel.
但是他怎么鼓动到外邦的人又去反对呢?
But how were the Jews able to mobilize the Gentiles or the people there, the natives, in order for them to be also join the opposition?
弟兄姊妹,你晓得, 腓立比也好,帖撒罗尼加也好,比利亚也好,比利亚也好,
brothers and sisters, remember, whether it's Philippi or Thessalonica or Berea,
这个都是希腊的那个地方,
these are all Greek cities.
在那段的日子里头, 大家都晓得希腊的文化是非常非常的发达,
and historically speaking, and especially at that particular time frame, the Greek culture was very well developed.
特别是在哲学方面,
especially in philosophy.
在希腊的文化里头,他们非常非常显明的是在什么地方呢?
Where did the Greek excel?
在他们的神话,
they excelled in their mythology.
所以在希腊人的思想里面,他们有很多的神话里面的形象。
And so, in their own minds, they had deep impressions of mythology, gods and goddesses.
所以在这样的背景之下,犹太人很容易将他们鼓动起来,一起去反对。
Because of that backdrop, it was very easy for the Jews to mobilize this group of people to join in opposition.
正因为这样,所以犹太人在当时对福音的拒绝,不单单是在帖撒罗尼加这个地方来发动。
Now the Jews was not merely active and leading the opposition within the city of Thessalonica. They heard later that, oh, Paul has now gone to Berea. How could we let him go
there?
So they too took upon themselves to this trek to Berea in order to mobilize the people there to oppose Paul.
那我先提到这段的历史, 那个原因在哪里呢?
Now, what is the purpose for us to look into this historical account?
是要叫我们弟兄姊妹,你留意到帖撒罗尼加教会在当时那个处境。
It is in order for brothers and sisters to take notice of the situation of within Thessalonica.
保罗虽然离开了帖撒罗尼加,
even though Paul physically had already left the city of Thessalonica,
但是帖撒罗尼加教会已经建立起上来,
the church assembly was already established. And within the boundary of Thessalonica, God's children were now there.
And so
therefore, that means the testimony of God was also present.
所以虽然保罗是走了,
and even though Paul now left them physically, now the opposition refocused their revolt towards specifically the brothers, the saints at Thessalonica.
所以帖撒罗尼加从一开始建立就一直是在一个很强大的反对的压力的底下。
And so we see that even at the beginning, the first emergence of the church assembly at Thessalonica, they were already under grave pressure of opposition.
在这样的强大的反对的环境的底下, 教会 站不站得住呢? 这个是保罗心里面很挂住的一件事。
And so this became the grave concern within Paul's own heart, whether or not this very young church assembly was able to maintain and to persist within this grave opposition and grave environment.
因为我们任何一个人都可以想象得到，刚刚信咗主廿零日，咁带领佢哋信主嘅个保罗就走咗啦。
Because we can just picture it in our minds, here were individuals that just came to know of the truth for maybe at most 21 days. And thereafter, the very individuals who have brought them into that knowledge had left them.
但弟兄姊妹,我们可以用我们信主的经历来看帖撒罗尼加教会当时的情形。
Now, when we apply ourselves into the equation and look at our own personal experience, now we can see how their situation is.
如果你刚刚信了主三个星期,
let's say that you have just come to know the Lord for 3 weeks.
我比够你一个月,
let's say that we extend that to even just a month.
弟兄姊妹,你对主的事情认识有多少呢?
How much knowledge did you have possess of God and the Lord's matters?
你经历到主自己的手所作的工有多少呢?
How much experience would you have had during that period of time to experience firsthand the work of the Lord?
如果用我们的经历上去看的话，我们说一个月我们知道主的事情很少很少。
From our own personal experience, we would have to be honest and say we would have had very shallow understanding of the Lord's matters.
谈到经历主就更加不用说了。Much
less to say how much have we experienced the Lord.
甚至或者除了得救这一点之外，我们没什么特别的经历。
It's possible that we might not have any particular experience outside of just our salvation.
当时的帖撒罗尼加的教会，你可以想象得到喺属灵嘅认识上边同埋经历上边，仍旧系好幼稚嘅。
And so you see that the church at Thessalonica was extremely young, both in terms of their knowledge of the word and also their experience of the truth.
佢会比我哋而家嘅一个月信主信咗主一个月嘅人咧，会系好好多。Now
granted, they might be in a better stead compared to one of us who have just accepted the Lord for a month.
但是好极都是一个月,
but no matter how much better they would have done,
对主的认识是非常非常有限的。And
their understanding would be limited at best.
而在这样的情况下，他们环境上面一直是叫他们受到逼迫的。And
added to that was this external persecution that came upon them consistently.
那你说他们能不能站得稳呢?
Do you think that they were able to withstand it?
在人嚟睇嘅时候，就真系好难能够企得稳。
From a human standpoint, it is extremely difficult to imagine that they would be able to withstand.
所以保罗对帖撒罗尼加嘅呢一班年喺主里边年幼嘅弟兄同埋姊妹，心思里边有一个好重嘅负担。
And that's why Paul continued to have this grave concern in his heart for this group of very young brothers and sisters in the Lord.
虽然佢唔系好知道佢哋嘅情形，因为隔旧时隔咗咁远嘅地方。
Even though he did not really know of their circumstances very deeply, because of course they were separated by distance.
嗰个时候又冇电话。
There was no such thing as a telephone then.
嗰个时候有冇邮政呢
？Was there even mail？
就算有嘅话呢？
Even if there was regular mail,
咁嗰个邮政系点用咩方法去传递呢
？How was the mail handled? How was it carried from one place to another？
都系需要时间。
It still required time。
所以喺咁样嘅情景底下，保罗对帖撒罗尼加嘅弟兄姊妹心里边有一个好重好重嘅记挂。
So under this particular set of circumstances, Paul yearned for this group of brothers and sisters.
记挂佢哋喺主面里边所受到嘅逼迫。
He was concerned about the persecutions that they would be facing.
记挂佢哋喺咁样嘅环境嘅底下，能唔能够继续再企喺主嗰一边
？He worried whether they would be able to stand on the Lord's side amidst all of this persecution.
呢个一直喺保罗嘅心思嘅里边，成为一件有重量嘅嘢。
And so this was what weighed down Paul's heart.
弟兄姊妹，我哋。从这一点上面来留意。
So we look at things from this particular perspective.
如果我们今天对一些初初信主的弟兄和姊妹，你对他有没有负担？
Let me ask you, do you have a particular concern when you see a young Christian, someone who just accepted the Lord?
你会不会一路留意住他，要继续在主的面前站立，同埋他继续的去成长？
Would you be concerned and always be looking out for them so that they would also be able to grow and be able to experience the Lord in a deeper way?
呢一样嘢系我哋认识又接受咗神嘅恩典嘅人，如果佢活喺正常嘅里边嘅话咧，系应该要有嘅。
These are actually normal reactions of anyone who has known and experienced the grace of God.And who now sees someone else in that situation? We're not going to go off tangent too far.
喺咁样，保罗喺当时系咁样嘅心情嘅底下。
But we know that for Paul and the concerns that he has in his heart,
正好帖撒罗尼加嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋喺神所要作嘅事嘅上边，佢哋发生一啲难处。
We realize that.He saw hardships that were present for the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica in terms of what they needed to do to grow and to be able to be standing in the Lord.
所以他们派人带一个信息来给保罗，去问保罗。
And so, because of course the brothers and sisters there also had questions, they sent a messenger to come to seek out Paul, to ask Paul various matters.
他问保罗什么呢？
What did they ask Paul?
是关于主再来的事。
They asked him specifically about the Lord's return.
因为他们中间呢有一些人已经离世了，虽然那个时候大约是离开保罗，离开他们，我估计是个零两个月的时间。
So the time frame may be a month, maybe 2 months or so, but within their local assembly, there were already individuals who had passed away.
咁弟兄姊妹心里边就有啲作难啦。
And because of that, those who were bereaved had a difficulty in their heart.
因为保罗曾经同佢哋讲过，我哋信主嘅人有一个指望。
Because Paul had once informed them.That we who believe in the Lord, we all have a great hope.
就是主要回来。
And that hope is the Lord's return.
要带我们进入主的荣耀。
And at the Lord's return, we will be brought into the glory of the Lord.
但现在主还没回来,
but the Lord has not yet returned.
这些弟兄姊妹已经离世了,
and now there were individual brothers and sisters who have passed away.
如果主回来的时候,
what if the Lord returns now?
这些弟兄姊妹都不在世界上,
and these brothers and sisters no longer were alive.
那他们会怎样呢?
What will happen to them?
他们会不会? 失了神对他们的纪念呢?
Will they not be remembered by God?
因为他们都死了,
because they're already dead.
所以心里面就有个重担,
and so they had a hardship in their heart.
所以他们就来问保罗,
and so they sent forth a messenger to ask,
究竟怎么呢?
What will happen?
那帮弟兄姊妹, 主未回来, 他们就离世了, 那他们会怎么呢?
What will happen to these individual brothers and sisters who have passed away before the Lord returned? What will happen to them?
保罗就为了这件事情, 就写了帖撒罗尼迦前书,
and so for this specific reason, then Paul penned 1 Thessalonians.
一面是保罗劝勉他们, 在极 艰难的环境里面,
on the one hand, specifically, Paul wanted to encourage them to continue to stand steadfast amidst whatever grave circumstances might come their way.
另一方面就去回答他们心思里面这个这样的难处.
And the second purpose for the writing of 1 Thessalonians was to resolve these difficulties that they have brought to his attention. Indeed, we need to give thanks to our God. When we see Paul and the gospel that he preached, under such a short period of time, not only did he bring the people of Thessalonica into the salvation,
并且是将这帮弟兄姊妹都带到神所给他们那个荣耀的指望的当中, 就是主,
but he also brought them into a place where they now possess the eternal hope of the Lord's return.
这两件事情呢,就是帖撒罗尼迦前书的两个主要的中心内容。
And so these are the two primary issues or primary themes that we would find in the book of Thessalonians.
弟兄姊妹,我要先提醒大家注意一件事。
I want to bring brothers and sisters' attention to this one point first.
提到教会主藉着他的使徒们写信，特别是藉着保罗写信给教会的书信呢，有好多封。
Now there are many epistles that have been penned by the Lord's servants, especially penned by Paul himself.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是第一封。
First Thessalonians is the very first epistle that's recorded. We could say that this is the very first letter that the Lord Himself wrote to His church.
弟兄姊妹你记得, 虽然是保罗写的信,
we know that all scripture is inspired by God. So we recognize that even though Paul was the physical the one physically writing this particular letter, nevertheless, we see that it is the Lord who is penning this to his church. So take notice of these two main themes within the very first letter that the Lord is writing to His church. The first theme is to encourage the children of God to stand steadfast amidst whatever the circumstances or persecutions may come their way.
另一个主题呢,是指出了,当主降临的时候,神的儿女是怎样进入主的荣耀的里面。
And the second theme is, upon the return of the Lord, How will the children of God enter into glory?
那个进入主的荣耀里头那个过程是怎样的?
What is the process by which the children of God will enter into glory?
这个帖撒罗尼迦前书里面的两个主要的信息的内容。
And so these are the two specific important themes, important points.
好了，我们对帖撒罗尼迦的教会有咗呢的咁多嘅略介绍。 介绍之后呢?
So now after we have this brief introduction to the church at Thessalonica,
我们回来帖撒罗尼迦前书,
let's come back now to the epistle to the Thessalonians.
我们先来看一下头头那两三节的圣经。
Let's look at the very first three verses.
第一节,
first verse,
保罗、西拉、提摩太写信给 帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿因为平安归于你们。Paul
and Silvanus and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace.
那弟兄姊妹，在头一节的里头，我们晓得 是哪些人出名来写这封信?
From the very first verse, who are listed as the co-authors of this particular letter?
是保罗、是西拉、是提摩太三个人。
It is Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, these three individuals.
但弟兄姊妹记得，出名的是这三个人。
Now, remember though, brothers and sisters, even though these are three names that appear for us to know,
但是实际写信给这个教会的呢,
don't forget that it is the Lord though who is there writing to his church.
但是在这封信开始的时候,
but from the very beginning, it specifically states these three names.
很明显叫我们看到一件事情，就是说这封信的内容，这三个人是同心的。Clearly,
it is for us to understand that within the whatever is in, within the body of the text, that these three individuals were in one accord.
等于我们有一个错觉。Oftentimes,
we have this misconception.
中英文圣经都是这样给我们的。
And actually, this is propagated whether through the English or the Chinese translation.
那个标题,
if you look at the greeting,
中文圣经就说, 保罗达帖撒罗尼迦人前书,
if you look at the title that we oftentimes see written into the Bibles, it will say here specifically, the first epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians.
我们就很自然有个印象了，这封信是保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的。So
very naturally, we take on this understanding, oh, this is Paul who is writing to the church at Thessalonica.
但当你真的读到去个圣经的本文的时候呢？
But when you read into the text itself,
你看到就不是单单保罗一个人了。
You realize, no, Paul was not there writing by himself.
还有西拉,
but there's Silvanus.
也有提摩太,
there's Timothy.
他们三个人一同来出名写这封信,
that they, the three of them, together wrote this letter.
换句话来说，这封信里面所讲的一切，这三个弟兄是完全阿门的。
That means whatever is within the context, that these three brothers were all in one accord. They were all in one accord.
那这个是一方面我们要留意的。
So this is one aspect that we need to take note of.
但另一方面呢?
But another perspective,
等于你晓得, 有一些, 叫做基督徒, 但是他们不信圣经的。
Is the following. There are some who are called Christians, and yet who do not accept the Bible in its entirety.
或者他们都信圣经，但是不信得晒。
They accept portions of the Bible, but they do not accept it as a whole.
总言之来讲就是说他们不完全的接受圣经。
In other words, they do not accept the entirety of the Bible.
他们就产生了有一种的讲解了。
And so then it develops, they have developed a way of interpretation.
他们就会讲帖撒罗尼迦前书是保罗的神学思想。
They espouse the thought that 1 Thessalonians is the doctrinal or theology of Paul.
Theological
thoughts of Paul.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到，如果我们不注意圣经上面所表达的事实呢？
Now,if we are not careful to inspect the words of the scriptures,
我们都会接受这个这样的讲法。
We would accept that type of thinking
for ourselves. 因为那封信是保罗写的嘛，他写的，这是他的想法。
Because we would normally just say, well, yeah, Paul wrote it, so of course it is his thoughts that are in it.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our God.
当我们真真实实知道圣经是神所默示的这件事情的时候，
if we factually know that the scripture is inspired by God,
我们就能够领会到保罗并没有他的神学思想，
then we realize Paul did not impart his theological thoughts.
彼得也没有他的神学思想。
Neither did Peter impart his theological thoughts
with his letter.
Nor James impart his theological
thoughts. 约翰都没有他的神学思想。
Nor John and his theological thoughts.
因为他们所表达的完完全全是圣灵感动他们把神的意思去发表。
Instead, they merely respondedto the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to record what God desires to speak.
尤其是在现在我们读到这些书信的时候，
especially in present day when we study the various epistles,
特别是保罗的书信，
especially Paul's epistles,
很多封信呢都是几个人出名一同去写的。
There are numerous examples wherePaul actually was not the sole author of those epistles that we attribute to him.
帖撒罗尼迦前书后书是这样几个人写的呢？
Certainly, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians are co-authored by these three individuals.
哥林多前书后书又是几个人出名来写的呢？
1st and 2nd Corinthians likewise were penned by several individuals.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到保罗所发表的有时是他自己个人直接同弟兄姊妹交通。
Within the text, there are certain portions that Paul is speaking directly on a personal level.To the individual, to the recipients.
但是相当相当的部分呢，是他同弟兄们一同来交通给神的儿女。
But overall, the majority of the text is really just a fellowship of the brethren who co-author that particular letter as they speak with the recipients of that letter.
我们实在感谢主。
And indeed, we thank our Lord.
因为在保罗的书信的里面，叫我们留意得到。
Because within the epistles attributed to Paul, we are able to understand.
对教会一切的书信上面的交通，那个背后真正写出来的是主自己。
That what lies behind the text.Of the letters written to the various recipients is the Lord Himself who is the author.
因此我们对于神自己的话呢，是必须存一个这样的态度。
And so we likewise should make sure that we have that type of attitude as we look into the various epistles.
我哋系全部嘅，冇条件嘅去接受。
That we must accept it in its entirety, without any reservation of any specific points.
我哋绝对唔可能话系选择性嘅接受。
We cannot choose and pick the things or the matters that suits our fancy.
喺人中间有好多嘅事情，你会睇到你能够做选择性嘅接受。
There are things within our world today that it requires for you to choose and pick certain things acceptable to yourself.
但我们必须要看清楚神所交托给属他的人的。
But we have to look at what God has entrusted to those whom he knows.
我们只有无条件的是接过来。
That we must accept it in its entirety, in response.
如果用政治的说话来讲就说是unconditional.
So if we state it very clearly, it is to accept it unconditionally.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是非常严肃的一件事来的。
Now this, brothers and sisters, is a very solemn issue.
神的儿女在神的面前，你跟随主的路走得好定是走得不好，一个很基本的条件就在这点上面。
This actually constitute a very basic criteria, a criterion by which to gauge your walk, whether you will walk properly with the Lord or your walk with the Lord is improper.
一个基督徒或者一个教会，他的属灵生命那个成长得好不好，这个也是那个基本的条件之一来的。
This is one of the criteria that is upon the individual and the corporate assembly, whether their spiritual growth is proper before the Lord or is improper before the Lord.
好，我们感谢主。
So we thank our Lord.
好了，现在他们这几个人就写信了。
And so the three individuals now have penned this particular epistle.
写给谁呢？
To whom are they writing?
写给帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
They are writing to the church at Thessalonica.
但是这个是我们的最简单的观念。
This, however, is the barest perception, or our barest perception.
但你细细读主自己的话里面的时候呢，你会看到我们那个这么简单的观念不表达得到神要我们明白的事。
But we realize as we go into the text that this barest of understanding that we have does not, is not consistent with what the Lord desires.
因为在这个写给收信人的这段的说话的里面呢，是包括了很多很基本的对教会的认识。
Because in terms of the recipient of this letter, it encompasses many individuals it encompasses many individuals with an understanding
about the church.
Of the church.
那弟兄姊妹，我今晚我唔会冇时间同弟兄姊妹讲太多噶啦。
We won't have too much time to go into this evening.
但我要指俾弟兄姊妹睇几点，然后下个星期我要同弟兄姊妹详细啲睇。
But I'm going to make several points for brothers and sisters to know of this evening, and then next week we'll go into it in more detail.
头一件事情，弟兄姊妹你睇到。
The very first point, brothers and sisters, that we can see,
教会是地方性的。
That the church speaks of
locality.
There is an issue of the local assembly.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是一个很重要的一件事情。
This is actually a very important matter.
为什么是这样讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为弟兄姊妹，当你读神的话的时候，
Because when we read the word of God,
你无论读福音，在福音书里面就睇下好。
Whether you're in the Gospels,
你喺其他嘅书信上面睇下好。
Or in the other epistles,
你睇到 在福音书上面，特别在约翰福音里面，主说他要将他的羊呢是合成一群。
You remember, especially in the Gospel of John, within the Gospels, the Lord specifically said that He will bring His sheep together as one, as one flock.
特别就喺主系好牧人嗰段嘅话咧，你会睇到呢一样嘢。
And this is specifically when the Lord was referring to himself.
主已经有啲羊喺个羊圈里边，主已经有一部分嘅羊喺个羊圈里边。
There are some sheep that are already within His fold.
但是主说我还有一些羊在外面，我要将它找回来，叫它们合成一群。
And he then goes on to say, there, but I have sheep that are not within the fold, and I will bring them into the fold as well.
如果你看到哥林多前书十二章的时候呢，
If we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
那时就很显然就告诉你，教会是基督的身体。
It very clearly tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
基督的身体只有一个。
And there is only one body.
肢体虽多，仍是一个身体。
That even though there are many members, yet there is but one body.
如果你看到以弗所书的时候就更清楚了。
When we get into Ephesians, again, it's even more clear.
他的身体只有一个。
It tells us specifically that there is only one body.
弟兄姊妹，我们就说，那这个和帖撒罗尼加的教会有什么特别的关联呢？
So we think, well, what does that have to do with what we're studying about in Thessalonians, and specifically the church at Thessalonica?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to
know. 在全地或者在整个宇宙的里头，
In the entire world,
神只有一个教会。
There is only one church. God only has one church.
但是在地上边教会嘅显出嚟呢？
But the manifestation of the church on earth
就分散喺好多嘅地方。
Is seen in various places.
Dispersed.
Is dispersed to many places.
咁咪变咗好多嘅教会咯？
So we can say, well, that means there are many churches then.
但是主告诉我们听。
But at the same time, the word of God, the word of the Lord tells us.
我们虽然是多。
Even though we are many in members.
但仍旧是一个身体。
Yet it's still one body.
当保罗讲这番说话的时候。
So when Paul spoke these words.
最低限度你会看到一件事。
At the very least, you would be able to see.
保罗写呢封信嘅时候，
When Paul wrote this letter,
佢唔系喺帖撒罗尼，佢唔系喺哥林多。
He was not in Corinth,
但系佢对哥林多教会嘅弟兄姊妹话，
But he said to the Corinthians,
我哋
，we us
呢个我哋一面就包括哥林多教会。
When he says that, it includes, of course, the people at
Corinth。另一面。
Corinth,
从字面上面你看到是包括保罗和保罗在一起的弟兄姊妹。
On the surface, of course, it includes Paul and those brethren who were with Paul at that time.
但是他们说我们是虽然地方将我们分别。
So they said, even though we are separated by distance.
但是我们是一个。
But nevertheless, we are one.
因为这个是神的见证。
But this is the testimony of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们留意到教会的见证是透过地方来发表的。
So we realize that the testimony of the church is manifested through various local assemblies.
无论你在哪一个地方，
No matter what locality you
are in, 你所发表出来的都是那个教会。
What you manifest is that one church.
当然这番的说话在帖撒罗尼加教会，在帖撒罗尼加这封信里面就没什么好多的是讲及。
Well, perhaps this particular theme is not expounded upon within the letter to the Thessalonians.
因为在那个时候，全地上面都不是有太多的教会。
Because in fact, at that particular time and space, there were not very many local assemblies in any ways.
虽然不是有太多的教会。
But even though there were not too many local assemblies.
但是人天然里面的一个惰性很欢喜分门别类的。
But there is one drawback, one shortcoming of man, and that is the desire to differentiate or to separate.
所以你读哥林多前书嘅时候，你就睇到啦。
So that's why when you read 1 Corinthians, you see.
当时喺哥林多嘅嗰班弟兄姊妹咧，就用人嚟去分别佢哋之间嘅嗰种关系。
That the brethren at that particular time, they divided themselves from others.
有人话我系属保罗嘅，有人话我系属彼得嘅，有人话我系属。这个属阿波罗的，有人说我是属基督的，有人说我这个那个。
So that's why some of them said I'm of Paul, some of them say I'm of Peter, others say I'm of Apollos, others say I'm of Christ, and then others still say they're of someone else.
所以保罗在哥林多前书一章里面就问他们一个问题。
So that's why Paul asked them from the very beginning of 1 Corinthians,
基督是可以分开的吗？
Is it possible to divide up Christ?
如果基督是不可以分开的，
If Christ cannot be divided,
你怎可以神的儿女在基督的见证的上面来分开的？
Then how can the testimony of the Lord be separated out amongst the children of God?
弟兄姊妹，当我们一提到教会是地方性的时候，
When we specifically state that the church is manifested through local assemblies,
那弟兄姊妹，我们就不能不注意到。
Then it's important, it's critical for us to realize,
我们的主并不盼望我们在教会的见证的上面是摆出众派的事实。
That the Lord does not desire for there to exist the phenomena of denominations.
虽然我哋话系虽然因为有宗派嘅情形嘅存在啊，所以咧就产生咗一啲系叫做宗派，有一啲系叫做冇宗派，有一啲系叫做interdenomination 系啲咩？有宗派冇宗派，总之等之我哋要知道，你哋都系听英文嘅多噶啦。
Because of the existence of denomination. So therefore we now have a phenomenon that we all encounter, which is certain denominations and then others that are non-denominational and then still others that are interdenominational or whatever the current terminology may be.
但是无论如何，当你翻到神的话里面，神一直给我们看到是一个身体。
But regardless of that situation as it stands now, when we come back to God, God allows us to see that there is only one body.
这个身体是在地方上面来发表出来。
And this body is manifested through local assemblies.
第二件事情，等着你留意到的。
The second point that we need to take note of.
就是说教会是哪一个的？
Is whose possession is the church?
我哋嘅观念常常会咁样讲。
Our understanding oftentimes would tell us,
我哋嘅教会。
Well, is my church?
你哋嘅教会。
Or is your church?
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你翻到主嘅话里面嘅时候，你就发现你不能讲呢个说话。
When we come before the Lord, we cannot say that.
因为教会不是你的，又不是我的。
The church doesn't belong to you. The church doesn't belong to me.
教会是谁的呢？
Who owns the church?
教会是神。
The church is God's church.
教会是基督。
The church is Christ's church.
所以是神的教会，是基督的教会。
So therefore, this is the church of God, or this is the church of Christ.
有些情形更离谱。
And then we see even graver errors.
他们将一些服侍 在哪个地方服侍的神的工人呢，作为那个教会的那个表达。
Some things that are even more outrageous is where people recognize certain assemblies as being that leading brothers' assembly.
譬如好像說,我在弟兄姊妹中間的時日比較長一點。
So for example, for myself, I've been here in our local assembly for the greatest amount of time amongst all of us here.
又在最開始的時期,不過是很早期的時候,就一直帶領著教會的服事。
And even though I was not there at the very beginning, but I was there pretty close to the beginning of establishing a local assembly, and I've always had the responsibility of leading some of the brothers and sisters.
有些人就說,王弟兄的教會嘛。
And so people then just start to refer to our local assembly as Brother Wong's assembly.
或者如果在紐約的話,就說陳希珍弟兄的教會嘛。
Or if we refer to the assembly in New Jersey, actually, we say Brother Christian Chen's church.
在西雅图的话,就说,哦,孙国乐的教会嘛。
Or if referring to the local assembly in Seattle, we say, oh, that's Godwin's son's church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
教会不是任何一个人,
we are not the owners of the church.
教会是神,
the church is God's church.
教会是基督的,
the church is Christ's church.
不单止是他们的,
not only theirs,
而且教会和神和基督的关系是很深的,
but the church is intimately related to God and to Christ.
所以在这里说到,在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会。
And so that's why it says specifically here, is addressed to the saints who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
在基督里的教会,
it's for the church in Christ.
在帖撒罗尼迦的教会,
it's the church in Thessalonica.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our
弟兄姊妹,这些虽然好像是一些很,不是说很重要的事情,
on the surface it seems that these points are not so important,
但是如果我们晓得 教会和主的关系的时候,
but if we have any idea of the relationship that it must exist between Christ and the church,
我们对很多属灵的事情, 特别是对于教会, 在地上作主的见证的事情,
then when it comes to our perception of many things within the church and specifically about the testimony of the church for Christ,
我们会有更多的体会,
then we would have a broader understanding,
并且能够矫正我们在主面前追求成长的一些缺陷,
and it would also stand to fill in the gaps that we would have in our constant pursuit and growth within the Lord.
我今晚只是跟弟兄姊妹交通到这些比较外表的事情。
I think this evening, I'll end my sharing here, brothers and sisters, having spoken only what seems to be some external things.
虽然是外表的事,
and even though they may appear to be just external points,
但是它有实际的内容在那里。
But there is much substance to them.
盼望主自己给我们能够在交通的里面可以更深的去领会得到。
So may the Lord permit for each one of us to have a greater understanding of each of these matters within our own fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,一会你自己先交通先,下个星期我就跟弟兄姊妹偷切的这么多。
So brothers and sisters, we'll have the opportunity in small groups to share about these matters, and the next week I'll have the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters a little bit more. Let us pray. Lord, we look to you. May your words be the light to us. Even the simplest of words, we know that your heart desire is implanted within those words.
求主用着赐人智慧启示的灵来照明我们心里面的眼睛。
May you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten our eyes.
叫我们从你自己的话语的里面是摸到你的心意。
That we might be able to come in contact with your heart desire within your words.
来带领我们按着你的心意来走合宜的路去跟随你。
That the words themselves would lead us onward to be able to walk a path that is consistent with your heart desire.
主啊，恩待我们在你自己的话语里面的寻找。
Lord, we thank you for the grace that you bestow upon us as we pursue in your words.
用着你的话来照明我们要走的路程。
May you utilize your words to illuminate the path that we are to tread.
我们仰望你。
We look to you, Lord.
奉主的名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.